Good morning, Marion, Kentucky. We've got a lot of news to get to today, so I want to get you started right off the bat, however, with a message from Shanna down at H&H Home and Hardware.
Well, friends, it's still winter. Everybody's favorite season. This is Shanna over at H&H, and I'm here to tell you we have everything that you need to keep you and your home warm this season. Not only that, we want to be your building center. You got a project you're working on now? Got one coming up in the spring? We want to be a part of it. So drop in and see us. Give us a call, 270-965-2700. Or follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We got some really exciting things happening.
So I want to start off this morning, tell you about a road that is going to be partially closed down around Salem. Livingston County Judge Executive Michael Williams reports that Cobb Road, or at least a little section of it, is going to be eliminated, and the road will actually be rerouted back into another county road. This will allow Pine Bluff to expand its quarrying operation. So let's hear from Michael Williams, the judge down in Livingston County.
Cobb Road is a road that runs right in front of Pine Bluff. It's a one-lane gravel road that's not accessed by a lot of people, but some people do need it. Pine Bluff had asked us in the past to close down one end of it. It does go through all the way through to another state road. We weren't too keen to that, but we were able to come up with a better solution to reroute that road and tie it into another county road and not causing any traffic problems. The good thing to that is that Pine Bluff will pay for every bit of it. I mean, they're wanting this road so they can further their quarry. That Cobb Road is going to be in their way eventually, as fast as they're mining rock. And so they're going to build the road. They got to build it to our specifications. After our road engineer looks at it and we all approve it, they will deed the road over to us. Then we maintain it just like any other county road. So the county won't be out anything.
In other recent action, the fiscal court down in Livingston County has approved giving the old school board property where the central office was there in Smithland to the local health department, and they're going to tear that down and do something with that area. You can read more about what's going on down in Livingston County in this week's Crittenden Press.
This Livingston County news is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, located at 318 West Main Street, Salem. To talk to a crop advisor or schedule an appointment, call 270-988-3770.
In Marion, there's been a great deal of activity out at the new playground at Marion Crittenden County Park over the last few warmer days. A second and final layer of the poured in place rubber has been installed, and there's still some work to be done there in the area. All those piles of mulch and such that were removed are going to be tapered back down in some of the common areas there. Some of it will be removed for good, but they're going to dress that up hopefully and have all that done in time for warmer weather. I know some folks have been out there on the playground lately. It's really not open to public use right now, according to the county judge and the mayor. I know it's not very well guarded, however, but you should understand that it is closed. There's some possibly hazardous conditions that exist because it's really a construction area. So until that work is completely done, local officials ask that you kind of avoid the playground, and they're going to work pretty quickly to get it put all back together. And that's a very nice place for the children, particularly as we head towards spring. In some other city news, the mayor is asking for help locating what the city water department believes are leaks that are latent type leaks that maybe are underneath people's homes. Maybe if you have some rental property or some vacant property that hasn't been properly examined since the cold weather. Maybe there are some leaks that have formed there. They're asking that you, if you're a property owner, just check around your place, make sure that you don't have any leaks. Look, you know, it's kind of hard right now. The water, the ground is so saturated. It's kind of difficult to determine where leaks are. But check your rental properties if you have them. Any vacant homes or buildings that have a water service. And if you find any of those, let the city know. There could even be a city water main that's troubled somewhere underground that they can't find. But they're losing a whole lot of water right now. The city has, over the last couple of years, really beefed up its work to cut back on leaks. You know, when the water crisis kind of unfolded back a couple of years ago, there was a lot of water that was being lost in the system. They've patched all that up, and their leakage had gone from about 50% of what they were making to down around 20%, which is somewhat of a industry standard. So they're doing a good job of improving that loss, water loss there in the system itself. So they're kind of wondering if this is not, again, where some pipes had frozen during the cold snap we had. As the temperatures warmed up, those pipes that had frozen solid during the cold had actually started to unthaw and perhaps have gone unnoticed. So check around if you find a leak anywhere. If you see water across the road, you see it running in a ditch that it shouldn't be, give City Hall a call. They want to know. They're trying to solve this. Need your help. Now, I told you about a situation that occurred last week down at Livingston Central versus Lyon County basketball game. Further investigation has led to charges against Douglas Walker, 47, of Salem, for allegedly throwing a pop can onto the floor, which apparently either hit or came close to an official and maybe hit a basketball player as well. He's charged with assault on a sports official, first offense, and for violating the registered sex offender school restrictions law, which is KRS 17.545 section 2, and a class B misdemeanor also of disorderly conduct. He has also been charged in Lyon County for being at a ball game in December without having permission due to that sex offender registry requirement. And Sheriff Evan Head says that an investigation is underway in Crittenden County to determine whether charges are going to be filed here as well. Oftentimes I tell you about the feature we have in the Crittenden Press that we call Throwback Thursday. Was working on that this week, preparing the article for the newspaper, and just wanted to share with you that it has been 25 years since Miss Mary Helen Hodges retired as a teacher out at Crittenden County. You know, it doesn't seem like it's been that long. Mary Helen is, of course, was famous for her ability to teach children math. And I think she and Reg, her husband, live down in Florida now. But they come back and pop in from time to time. I see them at church when they come in. She's a great organ player as well. She played the organ at various churches around the community. But just thought that was an interesting tidbit of history. A whole lot of stuff you can go back down memory lane on in that Throwback Thursday. So check it out. It's a regular feature in the Crittenden Press where we walk you back in time through the archives.
Now through the end of February, take advantage of a bedding sale at Johnson's Furniture and Appliances. Buy any king for the price of a queen, any queen for the price of a full, or buy a full mattress set for the price of a twin. King mattresses were starting at $5.99, now only $3.99. That's Johnson's Furniture and Appliances bedding sale now through the end of the month.
Well, there's some big changes coming to Crittenden County Schools with a multi-million dollar investment that promises maybe some brighter classrooms, better heating and air, and even some solar power. The school board has approved a $3.4 million guaranteed energy savings contract working with Ascendant Facility Partners to overhaul lighting, HVAC systems, and even to renovate the original restrooms at the 45-year-old elementary school. Former Crittenden County High School principal Steve Carter, who was also a superintendent down in McCracken County for a time, is working with this company. He's the liaison between the school district and the company, and he said he's very proud to be involved in enhancing the learning environment and maybe taking some headaches off of the maintenance department as well. Carter was at the school board meeting last week where this plan was laid out. And there's kind of a kicker on this deal. If projected savings don't add up, Ascendant, this company, is legally required to reimburse the school district for the shortfall. So solar energy is a major piece in this project, with panels that will be going up on the school buildings and even on Rocket Arena. That move is expected to cut energy costs significantly, with about a $70,000 a year savings.
Shop at Crane Tires in Princeton before you buy. Crane Tires has tires to fit your budget. Crane Tires is located at 404 East Legion Drive in Princeton. It also offers a heavy equipment rental department to fit your project needs. Crane Tires, 404 East Legion Drive, Princeton, or call them at 270-625-3910.
Well, Dollar General Store has announced that it has recently remodeled the store over in Eddyville. And they've added some categories, brands, and products, including an assortment of fresh fruits and vegetables. So it's one of those market DGs, I guess is what they call them sometime. And to have a bit of good information, there are no obituaries to report today. So we're all upright and happy today. And with that, let's move on over to the sports department. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. I'll get you to our local basketball roundup in just a moment, but for now, let's talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. It's kind of the climax of football season as we approach Sunday's big event down in New Orleans. That game will kick off at 5:30 p.m. Of course, you can tune in well before that on any of the sports channels and get a preview of what's going on between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. So if you're inclined to pay attention to these type things, the Kansas City Chiefs are 1.5-point favorite right now. So you can tune in on Fox channels on your television station to watch the Super Bowl this Sunday, and it will also be available on many of your favorite streaming platforms that are online. In local basketball, last night the Lady Rockets went down to Christian County, a very difficult place to play, and ran into a very good basketball team. The two are ranked 2 and 3 in the region. Lady Rockets lost 56-49 and also lost junior guard Elliot Evans to a reoccurring ankle injury in the first period. Jordan Hodge led the Lady Rockets with 20 points in that game, and Anna Boone had 14. Meanwhile, Crittenden County's boys were at home and almost got their first win of the season, losing 57-54 in a very closely contested matchup against Heritage Christian. The game was close the entire way. Drake Young had 13 and Andrew Candelario had 12 for the Rockets. And on the road, Livingston County's boys won at Stewart County, Tennessee last night, 63-48. And the Rocket basketball team lost on Monday night. It was a close game in the first half, a 4-point game just before halftime, and then Fort Campbell took off on a big run and won that game 67-50. Andrew Candelario had a big game for the Rockets. He scored 13 points to lead the way. Crittenden County's boys will be back in action on Friday. That will be a boys and girls doubleheader, girls tipping off at 6 p.m. That's also the annual homecoming game. They will be playing Dawson Springs in the game. And it will also be the Hall of Fame induction ceremony that night. So homecoming and Hall of Fame. The events begin about 5:30 p.m. with the crowning of the king and the queen. And then the induction ceremony for the Hall of Fame will be between the two basketball games. Now you can find out who's going in the Hall of Fame. There's an article in the newspaper this week. And later in the week on Friday, we'll have a little interview with those folks that I'll share with you Friday morning. And to wrap things up this morning, the University of Kentucky, ranked number 14 in the nation, lost to number 25 Ole Miss at Oxford on Tuesday night. Lost 98-84 for the Wildcats. Travis Perry had 5 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. That's going to be a wrap on today's program. We'll see you later in the week.